Matt, and you.
Rock and roll football.
Hello. Easter's over, but this is a radio chocolate for your ears.
Yes, that's in the fridge, ready to be consumed.
Oh, talk to me about Easter egg chocolate, Scully. Got any left?
Oh, yeah, got loads left. Got a couple of kids, so like everyone just drops over eight. And you're like, this is too much. And then you end up eating it. Yeah. Goes in the cupboard. My wife likes cupboard chocolate, which I cannot stand.
What do you mean? She likes it a bit softer.
Yeah, likes it softer, warmer, lukewarm chocolate. You want the crunch of the taste. You
the
know, the
snap.
Taste. The snap. It's all about the snap.
It's an eggshell, for crying out loud. Come on, why should you keep normal eggs in the cupboard? Just have them sort of warm and sloppy. Come on, sort your life out. So you still got a fair bit left over?
Yeah. About you, are you a cupboard or fridge chocolate?
Fridge man.
All day long.
I'm a fridge man. I have one Easter egg left in the fridge. It was a Cadbury's 12 one that I bought for myself. By myself. And,
what's your favourite kind of chocolate?
Cadbury's Easter egg.
Just a standard? Like,
standard Cadbury's.
Default Easter egg.
Yeah, yeah. What's yours then?
I like a Milky Bar, white chocolate one.
I bought that one for my wife.
Did you?
She's got a Milky Bar one left.
Yeah. I find I can eat like milk chocolate until I'm sick, but I can't eat a lot of white chocolate. I can't.
Also, it's a way almost of rationing yourself. Is
yeah,
it
maybe.
Control?
Yeah,
I find dark
sure.
chocolate like that. You know what Easter eggs remind me of? The snooker, because it was always on the world, the Embassy World, can't call it that anymore, whatever it was, you know, but it was the Embassy World, wasn't it? You know, the World Snooker Champ from the Crucible was usually on around Easter time.
Yeah.
And I had bunk beds and I would sit on my bottom bunk. Because we were Catholics, got tons of Easter eggs, big old deal. 2 litres of lemonade, all the chocolate you could eat, and a ton of snooker. I was like, God, I remember at that point thinking, life's not going to get much better than this.
I remember when I went to uni, I was like, I can watch all the snooker I want. That's my main memories of first moving to university. It's like binging snooker around April. I could have done that at home. There was nothing stopping me.
I remember when my mum went on holiday once when I was a kid, like teenager, and I didn't go. I remember just thinking, I'm going to have Cocoa Pops every day. And that was, you know, people imagine what young lads would get up to. It's basically chocolate.
Snooker and chocolate.
We were all, I'm just going to eat chocolate every day. That's what liberty meant to me. Cocoa Pops. And even now in a state of Premier Inn or whatever, it takes a lot of control to not have Cocoa Pops. Sometimes I crumble. Did the other week. So, oh, sod it, I just have some Cocoa Pops. Yeah. I'm a free man.
Yeah. Got a life to live.
Anyway, this is a podcast about rock and roll and football. So lots of drama today and lots of, well, kind of horror. This is almost a Halloween episode because we're talking about nightmares.
Yes.
So consider that a trigger warning.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
This is Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Chris Skull. Big early drama in the early kickoff, Scully.
Oh, at the Emirates, it is Arsenal 1, AFC Bournemouth 1 in the Championship. Coventry 0, Sheffield Wednesday 0, Norwich City 0, Ipswich 2 in the East Anglian Derby, and QPR 0, Bristol City 0 in the lunchtime kickoffs.
Loads of drama in the early kickoffs. We'll keep you updated on those and the 3 o'clocks, and we'll be hearing from Scully. He was at West Ham United last night. Oh, it's all kicking off. And it's live.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Insane drama at the Emirates, Chris.
Alex Scott has just waltzed the ball into the Arsenal net. It is Arsenal 1, Bournemouth 2 with about 11 minutes left, and Mikel Arteta is almost in tears.
This has to be the worst fortnight Arsenal have had for a decade. They've lost the League Cup final, dumped out the FA Cup. Okay, in Europe, sort of fine. Yeah. And then this, they've got about 10 minutes left.
And it's falling apart before their eyes. Gunners fans up and down the country right now. I'm going to be the first to say this. It's over.
I didn't realise how much you didn't. I've got a bit of a soft spot for Arsenal. I have to declare that interest. You seem to hate them.
Look, there's a bit of every West Ham fan that looks over their shoulder at Declan Rice going to North London and harbours that grudge.
Is that what
down.
It is?
I think that's where it's possibly come from me. Even though I like Declan, great guy.
First name terms. Deckers, if you're listening, mate.
But I tell you what, the Arsenal meltdowns are just glorious.
The problem is that is fun.
It's enjoyable, isn't it?
I mean, if Spurs go down and and Arsenal don't win the league.
It will be funny. It will be funny.
Sorry, Spurs fans. Sorry, Arsenal fans. Scully's a massive West Ham fan. He was at the game last night. We're going to talk about that in a bit. But here to preview the rest of the day's action, it's Chris Scull.
Let's preview an action-packed Saturday of sport, but let's not forget the fun-filled football action that got started last night as a resurgent, mighty West Ham United slayed Wolverhampton Wanderers 4-0 in the greatest scenes I've seen at London Stadium since I witnessed Sam Fender play his biggest concert ever there last summer. Insert gag about Wolves being on 17 points and going under. Moving on to today, we have that 12:30 lunchtime kickoff. Arsenal are hosting Bournemouth as Mikel Arteta attempts to keep Pep Guardiola at arm's length. He's failing, as we've just heard. The score is 2-1 to the Cherries. At 3 p.m, it's 7th versus 8th as Brentford welcome Everton to the G-Tech Community Stadium. David Moyes' boys have won 3 of their last 4. And are they only getting started? Will Brentford be disheartened? We'll bring you all the goals from West London. And down in the Premier League basement, Brighton travel to Turf Moor to visit a Burnley side who haven't won a game in 2 months. No doubt Scott Parker's Clarets would prefer victory today, but let's face it, they'll take whatever they can, so please don't rein them in. It's Burnley versus Brighton from 3.
Come on.
Down in the Championship, we've also got lunchtime kickoffs. Coventry fans could be forgiven for thinking their Premier League sickness was forever. But they could come a heartbeat closer to promotion with victory against an already relegated Sheffield Wednesday. But the score there is currently 0-0 with about 10 minutes left. And there's some great people watching at the East Anglian Derby as Ipswich Town travel to rivals Norwich City. Again, 10 minutes left. Ipswich Town 2-0 up. At 3 p.m, Middlesbrough form has deserted them of late. Winless in 5, but today they host Portsmouth with a chance to hurt them like they're nothing as Borough attempt to get their promotion bid back on track. Elsewhere, the Championship's form team, Southampton, have crept into the playoff places. Can their front line deliver the hypersonic missiles needed to dispatch Derby County and make it 5 wins on the sprint? And now, Sheffield United boss Chris Wilder, he can talk to anyone. He can talk to anyone. But he cannot talk to Hull because he'll be in his technical area this afternoon to see his blades take on a Hull side who'll look to cement their playoff place. So let's have a good time. Chris Scott and Matt Ford, Absolute Radio, Rock and Roll Football.
Absolutely phenomenal, Scully. And what I loved was all those different Sam Fender songs sounded like the same song.
Yeah, I know.
Are they all hypersonic missiles? Oh, that was wonderful.
Thank you. I'm still giddy from that Bournemouth goal, but yeah.
It's all happening. We're going to talk about what happened at West Ham last night with the man who was there. Not just there, hosting the stadium.
Yes, yeah.
Scully's side hustle is he is the matchday stadium host at West Ham.
Partly responsible for that 4-0 win. The atmosphere was crackling and some of that is down to me.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
4 minutes left at the Emirates. Arsenal 1, Bournemouth 2. That would mean, if it stays like that, it would be a 9-point gap. But City have 2 games in hand. If they win those 2 games, it's a 3-point gap.
They've got to play Arsenal. So City
and they've got to play Arsenal. That's a 6-pointer.
So it's basically a 0-point gap.
It's all over.
40 as well. You just turned up the volume on the match there, and we could hear the sounds of the Emirates Stadium. Ooh. And I tell you what, it was a nervous, hushed vibe.
Terrified Arsenal fans everywhere. Sorry, Arsenal fans, but the drama is unbelievable. Drama last night, Scully, that you were at, present and involved at the London Stadium.
4-0 win over Wolves. I'll tell you what, the atmosphere, very different to Emirates right now. It was crackling.
Do you think you're going to stay up?
I think, as I left the stadium, West Ham fans in unison singing, "We are staying up," say, "We are staying up." The vibes are good.
So the bottom's obviously Wolves are bottom, then Burnley, and then it's Spurs are now in the bottom three. West Ham, so Spurs on 30 points, West Ham above them on 32, but Spurs have a game in hand. Forest above West Ham on 32, but we're only above you on goal difference.
And we scored 4 last night, which hammered into the goal difference.
Yeah, there's only a 5 goal difference now. Leeds on 33, again, with the same amount of games played. So we've got a game in hand on you, but we play Villa tomorrow. We're at home, but I'm not massively hopeful about that. So who do you think out of... I mean, I'm not entirely sure Leeds count, but they're still sort of, points-wise, they're down there. Out of Spurs, West Ham, Forest, Leeds, who gets that final relegation spot?
I think I speak on behalf of the nation when I say, let's hope it's Spurs.
The That's the comedy option. That's what everyone wants for a laugh. Now, sorry, Spurs fans.
It would be so good.
It would just be so funny.
I was speaking to a Spurs fan this morning who said to me, he thinks they need to go down.
What?
Yeah.
For what purpose?
Clear the decks.
No way.
Yeah.
The idea that relegation solves you, it's like saying, oh, I want to get fired to turn my life around. You're like, that's not the way to do
it.
It's not how it works. And from clubs that have been there, yours and I's, yeah. yours and mine and yours, it took us 23 years to get back last time.
I know.
The idea that it's some sort of cleansing exercise, it's not a diet. You're not going to be like...
It's not cutting out eggs.
You're not drinking smoothie. Exactly. It's not some sort of gut health kick. This is like existential. You lose who you are. It's rubbish. The games are terrible.
Oh, man.
Life, you don't exist. You're not relevant.
Oh, man. It would be funny, though. I keep coming back
funny.
To that point.
It would be funny. That's the main thing. Yeah. It would be a laugh. And I think that's kind of one part of British culture that we need to keep alive is it is things that are just that exist purely just for a laugh are good.
Yeah.
You've been framed. Beadle. Spurs going down. It's like a great comedy tradition that we need to bring back.
Matt, and you.
Rock and roll football.
It's all over at the Emirates. Oh. Scully, what's the final score?
It's all over at the Emirates. Arsenal 1, AFC Bournemouth 2. It's all over at the Emirates. Is it all over in the title race? City 2 games in hand, plus they've got to play Arsenal at the Etihad. Is it a 0-point gap? That's what we're wondering. That's what Gooners fans will be worried about right now.
The totally impartial thoughts. This frothing maniac, zealot from East London,
oh,
Essex
dear.
Wide boy,
it
using this platform.
It will be funny. It will be funny if they mess it up.
It would be. It would be funny.
They've had a nightmare.
Do you have nightmares?
Well. Oh boy, yeah.
What sort of nightmares do you have?
Apart from Arsenal winning the league, when I was a kid, my recurring nightmare was that when I was finished playing with toys, if I outgrew toys, my dad would put them in the loft. And I, like, inspired partly by Toy Story, I would imagine that maybe these toys were conspiring against me. So I'd have recurring dreams that they were angry at me that I'd put them in the loft and they were trying to get out and get me.
And what would they do?
A lot of planning. And sometimes I'd imagine, like, there might be someone up there helping them plan, like, if you ever heard, like, a creak in the loft, I'd think, oh, is there someone up there conspiring with the toys? So this was a nightmare I continually had.
But the Toy Story films were out when we were teenagers, weren't they? How old are you? It's like 25.
Well, maybe I had this idea before Toy Story, but it was this idea my toys would
come
alive.
So they stole the idea.
Yeah, they stole it off
Disney
me.
And Pixar stole the idea off you.
Off my nightmares.
And would you have dreams where that would happen?
I had dreams that the toys would break out of the loft and get me.
What sort of toys did you have?
A lot of wrestling figures.
Okay, so they'd be strong.
Some Smurfs.
scared of Smurfs.
Action Man.
Okay, hard nut.
Yeah, hard nut.
Yeah, G.I. Joe and
yeah,
Action
G.I.
Man
Joe,
and
that
Hulk
kind of
Hogan
stuff.
Coming for you. That's quite, that is scary.
Yeah, how about you?
I had a terrible, a recurring nightmare that I would often think that I'd killed someone.
Right.
Really bad, yeah. Proper anxiety dream. Is this okay for off to on a certain day?
How does the dream start?
Okay, well, this is my point. I prefer nightmares.
Okay.
I love having nightmares. Find them very entertaining.
Yeah.
And when you wake up from a nightmare, your real life is better because you're not going through the hell. You're not being beaten up by your toys or on trial for murder.
Yeah.
Whereas when you think you scored the winning goal for Forest at Wembley and England have won the World Cup and then you wake up, however good your life is, you're like, oh man, that didn't happen.
I used to get the opposite of that. I would have a dream as a kid that like I'd got a Mega Drive and I'd have the dream that, oh, I've been given a Mega Drive, and I'd wake up in the morning and go, oh, it's not there. Like
still
the opposite.
Got a Master System. What
Master
a terrible
System.
Life. Text us on 81215 and tell us, what nightmares do you have?
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Text us on 81215. Arsenal are having a nightmare. Tell us about your nightmares. Do you have recurring nightmares? What do they involve? Do you enjoy having them? I love them. I wake up adrenalised, stimulated, relieved. Yes, that didn't happen. But some people really are traumatised by them, aren't they?
Yeah, massively. The ones I always find are the nightmares after Glastonbury.
No, that's interesting. Go on.
After several days on the sauce, and you get back in your own bed. Like, I've had Vikings. And there's one year...
Vikings? I've had Vikings.
One year I was convinced that some ducks were breaking into my house.
Yours are quite surreal, aren't they?
Yeah, they're quite surreal, yeah.
And you're often being ganged up on something a lot smaller than me.
Yeah.
Now, you're quite a tall fella, so most things would be smaller.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'd say you look 6'3", you got, because you carry yourself in a particular way. Well, it's your posture and your personality. You've got the energy of a tall man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But a kind tall man.
Yeah, but my weakling is that something small like a duck could bring me down.
Yeah, that's your Achilles.
At least
like
psychologically.
Your fear. Isn't that interesting? We can analyse that. Text on 81215 if you've got any insight into why Scully is constantly having sort of midget-based nightmare dreams. Time for the roundup of the best clips of the week in the world of football is clickbait. Not just Arsenal having a nightmare this week, or indeed this sort of half of the season, Liverpool as well. And this one particular Liverpool fan watching them play PSG in midweek.
Call me crazy, but I think we're going to win this.
Game
right now, yeah. From what I'm seeing, I'm not impressed by PSG at this moment in time.
You think we're going to win this game,
this match?
Kvaratskhelia's through on goal, and he's gone round the goalkeeper and he's put it in. How do you feel about that prediction now?
Do you know what I think? It's a massive problem in football culture now, is, and I include myself in this. Fans don't know it. Fans basically know nothing, and we can't admit it. I admit it. I'm like, I am stupid. I don't understand the level at which the game is played.
Yeah.
So when they're going, oh, I'm not rating PSG, you just think, mate, you're not properly observing what's happening here.
I love clips of football fans streaming themselves live, watching their team lose, as much as the highlights of games.
Imagine telling that to your granddad.
Yeah.
When we used to go to Forest games with him. In the future, people will film themselves watching football. You won't be able to see any of the game.
Yeah.
And that's what we will watch.
And it's every bit as entertaining as football itself. Here's a show pitch, match of the day, but it's just highlights of football fans dealing with their team's defeat. Getting nods?
Let's do it. Let's do it. If Bauer don't do it, Sky will. Roy Hodgson has returned to management. He's won both games since taking over at Bristol City, but he gave a very direct answer to this question.
Is there any potential for it to be longer term at all?
No. No, I'm too old.
No. He's too old.
He's looking old.
He's just temping. Just doing a bit of temping.
Yeah.
Doing a bit of temping work. Were you ever a temp?
Yeah, I was, yeah. At Sewage Factory. Secretary.
What was? All right, okay.
It was on annual leave for 2 weeks, and I tell you what, the sewage factory.
Factory, but it makes it sound like that's where you create sewage.
Were,
just
like,
a toilet.
They were dealing with the sewage.
Oh, like a treatment plant.
Yeah, treatment plant.
Sewage factory. But let's come back to that. I was not expecting that as an answer. Neil Maupay was on Sky Sports this week and seemed to be angling for a job.
Neil, great to see you. All right, what does De Zerbi expect from his players?
Good evening, guys. Thank you for having me. Yeah, by the way, it's the second time in a few days.
I think he's a fantastic signing for Tottenham.
So maybe you want to hire me, I don't know.
Can't afford him.
Neil, great pleasure to speak to you. Thanks for coming on, and we'll probably see you in a couple of days.
Yeah, I'm free anyways. I just got a game Sunday, but otherwise I'm free.
You're on.
Cheers, guys.
Finally, we know Roy Keane loves winding up Gary Neville. He's absolutely brutal with him, isn't he?
Yeah.
Check this out.
I could score the cannibals in training.
Scored any chance.
Gary.
You wouldn't have been good at stopping it. Never mind doing it. You've got 20 balls in there now.
Tell me what you can do.
I could do that as a sort of, I could get it right once. Don't do that again, please.
No.
Don't do that again. Tell you off. That was this week's clip, mate. The biggest revelation was you worked in a sewage factory as a secretary.
Right,
where was it?
Up north somewhere.
Like, how far?
Clitheroe?
How did you end up there?
Yeah, well, I got some family up in Preston, so it was like a summer job for 2 weeks working at a sewage treatment plant for a secretary who was away for 2 weeks.
And what did your role involve?
Answering emails, I can't even remember what it involved.
And
it stunk. This would not surprise you. The smell of sewage is awful.
But did you have to wear a mask?
No, it's just like static. One of those static caravan, not st- what do I mean?
Like temporary
office, yeah.
Almost container style.
Container style near a sewage.
And what were your colleagues? Was anyone there passionate about sewage?
No, little passion. I didn't detect any passion.
But like, it's not like the boss there was like, look, I came into this line of work because I realised how important it is. I create sewage, so I want to treat it before I drink tap water.
No.
Everyone was there, it was just like, it's just a job.
Yeah, just a job.
And what were? Did you pick up anything going on in the sewage industry where they're saying, look, the big change is coming?
I was only there 2 weeks, like, replacing a secretary who was on holiday. It was admin-based. I weren't out, like, fishing out.
Fatbergs.
Fatbergs. Baby wipes. Manually separating the wheat from the chaff.
Look. We all contribute to sewage. We have to accept that. So we do need people. So thank you for your service to your country. Right. Yeah. You replying to those emails helped.
Yeah.
Helped, you know, give us the tap water, the thick London tap water.
If you were drinking water in Clitheroe around 2002, you're welcome.
Matt, and you.
Rock and roll football.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Rock and roll football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Chris Skull. The 3 o'clocks are underway, and Bosh, there's a goal already in the Premier League. Chris Skull.
Oh my word, at Bramall Lane, Sheffield United are a goal down to Hull. Ollie McBurnie after 5 minutes. Oh, and Brentford.
That was the one. That's the Premier League game. Well done, mate. Good job, you're in. It's great to have an expert on board. I can actually read.
At the G-Tech, Brentford 1, Everton 0. Igor Thiago with a penalty after 3 minutes. Blimey!
Blimey, he said.
It's all happening.
We're talking about nightmares. Arsenal having an absolute nightmare earlier today. It's got to be one of the worst fortnights they've ever had.
I tell you what, Arteta, we just watched his post-match interview. He looks stressed.
He looks stressed. He looks he's put on a bit of weight.
Put on a bit of weight.
He needed to.
Yeah.
Boy needed a sandwich, as they say in America.
He's bouncing from foot to foot on the interview.
Agitated.
Shifty.
Like a cat on a hot tin
nervous.
Roof.
Nervous. Cracking.
He is.
Potentially.
He's relishing it. I've got a soft spot for Arsenal, so I would like them to win the league, but yeah. Scully, full of bile. Text us on 8-12-15 about your actual nightmares. Do you have them regularly? If so, what are they? Do you enjoy them? How do you deal with them? Al says, I have a recurring nightmare. I've had this for the past 15 years, that I wake up in my 5-year-old body. I've gone back in time to when I was 5, but I know everything I know now. It's terrifying.
Does that offer a lot of potential, that scenario?
Go on.
If you were 5 years old with the knowledge you had now, you could have a massive head start.
Like, yeah, you could be a child genius.
You could be a child genius.
You could be just as thick as you are now, but at 5 years old. That's the problem. You go, if I sat my A-levels now, God, I don't think I would. I'd probably do worse. I just think I've got thicker. I'm dense, man. And you know, the sooner you realise how dense you are, it's quite liberating.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a relegated team. You're playing for pride.
I just need to fail these A-levels. Just rebuild. That's not the logic. That is the logic. The idea that it would be a cleansing experience. Someone else here just says, I can't express my joy when I wake up and find out it was all a dream. Isn't that lovely? Yeah. I like that when you've had a nightmare. There's something so... Because they're so vivid, they're real.
Yeah.
And then you wake up and you think, oh.
Have you ever had a nightmare about your partner? And then you wake up and you're like, for the first few moments after waking up, you're like, oh, yeah, I don't trust you.
Go on, what happened? Go on. It's private.
maybe, hypothetically, I had a nightmare about my wife. And she'd left me.
Oh,
and then I woke up and I was like, oh, I can't believe you. Can't believe you left me.
Oh, there you are. You decided to come crawling back.
Oh, it was a dream. Oh, you're fine. And we
did you tell her about it?
Yeah.
And what did she say?
She said, it was a dream. I was like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Big Dave said a similar thing last night. Oh, he's so manly and funny.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Big goals up in Scotland, Scully.
Yes, indeed. Celtic are 1-0 up at home against St Mirren. Hearts are still 0-0. Blimey.
That closes the gap to 1 point. If it stays like that, that would be a 1 point gap. Hearts top, Celtic second, Rangers third with a game in hand that if they won, they would go top. It's a three-way title race, man, in Scotland for the first time in about 40 years. Aberdeen were the last non-Old Firm team to win it. That's when Alex Ferguson was managing them before he went to Man United.
That's how... I'd love it if Hearts won it. It would be...
I would love it. It would be great.
It'd be fun.
It would be great. And it would be a global news story, and it would be good for... I feel like it would be good for the Scottish League.
Yeah.
To have a non-Old Firm winner. I realise this would be going down very badly in Glasgow. That's the last thing I want. We're talking about nightmares. Text us on 8-12-15. Arsenal are having a nightmare. Spurs... North London is just in a collective nightmare at the moment. Obviously getting zero sympathy from the rest of the country. So tell us about your nightmares. Got one here on Twitter from Missy J. She says, my nightmare reoccurring dream is I wake up and no one remembers who my husband was. Even his parents can't remember him and I can't remember his phone number.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Judith. Well, I mean, that's nice because that's romantic. She loves him so much. That's separation anxiety, isn't it?
Yeah.
She loves him so much, can't bear the thought of not just not having him, but there being no record or recollection of him.
It's like that Richard Curtis film where one day this guy wakes up and no one remembers the Beatles except for him.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
I quite liked it.
That bit at the end where John Lennon is found. Sorry to ruin it for everyone. It's not a good film. I'm not ruining anything. Actually.
It got panned. I thought it was better than people said. But it was a bit of a nightmare. Text on 8-12-15. What are your nightmares?
Matt, and you.
Rock and roll football.
Goal in the Premier League, Scully.
Yes, the Brentford Bees have been hushed. It's Brentford 1, Everton 1, Burnley 0, Brighton 0 as well in the Championship earlier. Ipswich Town won the East Anglian Derby 2-0, while Coventry drew 0-0 with already relegated Sheffield Wednesday.
Very exciting stuff happening in the Premier League. We'll keep you updated on all of those and the games in Scotland as well. We're asking you about your nightmares. Text us on 8-12-15. Pete the Roofer says, I have a recurring nightmare where I've sold a Nissan Japanese import people carrier for a pittance and brought a black Vauxhall Corsa. I've been pushed to do it as it's better on fuel by my wife, but the Corsa keeps breaking down.
It's very specific.
Vivid and specific. I didn't bother with the full details. It's a Nissan 3.5 litre
V6. 3.5 litre?
I don't even know what that is. I don't know anything about cars.
It's a Formula One car.
Is it? Yeah. Do you know stuff about cars?
I know that 3.5 litres is significantly bigger than my 1 litre Peugeot.
Okay. What a Peugeot?
Yeah, by a factor of...
What, 3.5?
3.5.
Easiest sum in the history. We both had to tell. There was a couple of seconds there.
What I hesitated because it was so obvious.
Yeah, you don't want to. Yeah. See, I am thick, but I got that maths right. So there's that. That seems a very odd dream. Yeah. I guess that seems about me not trusting his wife's judgment so much. It's just gut saying don't
yeah. If you were to interpret that dream, it definitely means that. Speaking of nightmares, can we just reflect once more on Mikel Arteta's post-match comments? He said that defeat earlier against Bournemouth was like a punch in the face.
Yeah, punch in the face.
Oh, God, it's good, isn't it?
I get that you're enjoying it. You could still get relegated.
Yeah, I know, you too.
I know, but that's why I'm not gloating.
Yeah, you shouldn't gloat, you're right.
But you're full of it today. Look at it. It's emanating off you.
Oh, man. And AFTV, the clips haven't even come out yet.
Arsenal Fan TV.
I love that guy on Arsenal Fan TV who grinds his teeth. You know the one?
Do you know what? I've not watched it for ages.
Oh, you're missing out.
How does he do it?
He's like a bald head and he's the angriest man alive. He grinds his teeth. That's it. That guy.
Text us on 8-12-15 and tell us about your nightmares and we'll try and interpret them for you.
Yeah.
We're not qualified. But then who is? I mean, it's not a science, is it? Dream interpretation? Nah. If you're a dream interpreter, let us know, 8-12-15. But come on, I mean, it's pretty. I always think you can tell when you're having an anxiety dream.
Yeah.
And then some of the details are just stuff that you've seen that day.
Exactly. It's vibe-based, isn't it? If you just get the vibe of a dream, it's what you're feeling in the day.
Send us your vibes, 8-12-15.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Not a single 0-0 in the Premier League today, Chris Skull.
Burnley 0, Brighton and Hove Albion 1. Dear, oh dear, Clarets look championship bound.
But you might be.
Yeah, but you might be.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not the one. I'm not gloating.
Well,
you are Chris the gloater skull.
According to Opta Analysis, we only have a 45% chance of going down.
What about Forest?
Forest have...
Come on, pop that into your supercomputer, you're the boffin.
...to the supercomputer, and I can tell you that Nottingham Forest have a 12.5% chance of going down.
This one's four times better than yours.
Yeah, Spurs 35% chance. Burnley, as of right now, have a 99.98% chance of going down, according to Opta Analysis.
We've got Villa tomorrow, so let's see what happens then. Tell us about your nightmares. Text on 8-12-15. Before that, have you ever had sleep paralysis?
Oh, used to get it First time I got it, I thought I was possessed. I used to get it.
What by? Gone away. What did you think you were possessed
by? I thought
by?
There was a demon in the room. Anyone who's had sleep paralysis will know this. I woke up and I couldn't move, and I thought there was like a shadowy figure in the corner.
How old were you?
In my nan's house when I was probably about 16.
Was your nan?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Christopher, what are you doing in there? I can hear lots of groaning.
Yeah. Shadowy
what
figure.
What are you doing under that duvet, you naughty boy?
Shadowy figure.
Oh,
hoovering
you
up.
Made a right old mess, Christopher, please. No.
Terrifying. Anyone who's had sleep paralysis, then you never forget the first time you've had it.
I think I maybe had it once when I was in hospital in intensive care. I don't know if you know, but I'm a brave cancer survivor. Yeah. When I was being very brave after major spinal surgery a couple of years ago, when you're on morphine, oh, I woke up screaming in the night, couldn't move my legs.
No way.
I can't move my legs, my legs are paralysed. And the nurse was just like, just go back to sleep. All right.
You were like morphine dreams.
Oh, oh, my word. I would close my eyes for like a second and I'd have these vivid Technicolor dreams about Jack Grealish. where he would move and then behind him like flowers would blossom on the wall.
When you were in hospital, you had a Noel Gallagher cutout, didn't you?
I had two life-size cardboard cutouts, one of Noel Gallagher and one of Liam Gallagher.
Did you not have dreams about them? Did you know, like, in the morning light, not think, is that...
When
Noel
the cleaners and the porters were coming in the morning, they'd scream because they thought two like angry men were at the foot of my bed. Obviously, then months later, they announced they were getting back together.
Yeah.
So I kind of manifested it.
Wow.
Was in a way the tumour being removed from my cancer mirrored the sort of the malignant rivalry
feelings between
feelings.
Them.
Yeah. That once that was exercised,
yeah.
The brothers Gallagher got back together.
I love the ideas that the porters in the hospital thought. Well, like, we knew where they were getting together because obviously they're in Matt's room for
10 weeks.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Chris Scull. Arsenal lost 2-1 at home earlier today in a huge blow to their title chances. They are still 9 points clear at the top of the league.
Sure.
City have two games in hand. Then they do play Arsenal.
At the Etihad.
Brentford 1, Everton 1, Burnley 0, Brighton 1, Liverpool Fulham kicks off at 5:30. Loads of games tomorrow, including Forest Villa at 2:00, Sunderland Spurs at 2, Palace Newcastle 2, Chelsea Man City at 4:30. In Scotland, Celtic are winning 1-0 against St Mirren, Aberdeen are winning 1-0 at home to Hibs, Hearts drawing 0-0 with Motherwell in the Championship, Derby beating Southampton away from home. Southampton, of course, FA Cup semi-finalists.
I know, and they'd won something like 4 of their last 5. They were on the form team in the Championship. They're losing at home to Derby. Has it gone to their heads?
Well, Derby are on the verge of the playoffs as well, so it may have gone to their heads. They obviously started the season terribly, Southampton. And then I managed to turn things around in
incredible
really
fashion.
Profound way.
Leicester losing at home to Swansea. Could they end up in League One? It feels like yesterday they won the league, Premier League. Now look.
Now look at them. Who's the pride of the East Midlands now? We've just got to stay in the Premier League. End up like you gloating and then getting slapped. Text on 8-12-15. Arsenal have had an absolute nightmare this last fortnight. So tell us about your nightmares, 8-12-15. Steve says, my wife, who is very clever and has a doctorate, has a recurring nightmare where she sees people in the room. She then wakes up screaming, waking me. I tell her there's no one there and she immediately falls asleep again, leaving me wide awake. But the next morning, she has no recollection of it, whereas I'm left knackered. This is more Steve's nightmare than hers, actually. She doesn't remember it. I often don't remember my dreams.
No.
Very rarely remember them. But I used to try and induce nightmares because I find them entertaining. It's free films, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Like, this is great. You're getting entertained even while you sleep. I would, when I was at home on my own, I'd turn all the lights off, make it really dark. I'd watch a very scary film like The Shining and I'd eat a really hot curry. And it would
scare off any potential burglars.
I would get like waves of pins and needles, like from my toes to my head.
Oh.
Watching The Shining or It, because the curry would sort of induce it as well. And then I'd have phenomenal Technicolor nightmares. I just loved them so much.
My wife used to sleep talk a lot, so I downloaded an app called like Sleep Talker Pro, and you could leave it on overnight and it will automatically record like whatever she's been saying in the night. However, this app also had like a leaderboard where you could vote for your favourite things that have been recorded in the night. What do you think the top 10 in the global leaderboard of voice notes like sleep talking, the top 10 was one specific genre? What genre do you think?
Breaking Wind.
Correct. It was all massive bloke, like blokes just farting for like 30 seconds. And all of them were just world class. It was not what I was expecting.
World class? What, as in loud length?
It was just funny. It was great entertainment. Not what I was expecting at all.
Oh, big goal in Scotland. Hearts 1-0 down at home to Motherwell.
Oh, my word. Hearts 1-0 down.
Oh, they're having a nightmare. Text us on 8-12-15. I just had a nightmare reading that out.
Yeah. Hit the klaxon. I am Maximus, the favourite for the Grand National, has won the Grand National.
Oh!
Yeah.
Horse-related air horns.
Yeah, there we go.
Lovely.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Big goal in Scotland, Scully.
Hearts have equalised at home against Motherwell. They were 1-0 down. It's now 1-1. Huge game in the Scottish title race. Celtic 1-0 up against St Mirren.
Claudio Braga scoring for them. All we need is Claudio Braga. You know, that
good
chant
stuff.
They do is so good. It's a great chant they do up there. Hearts. Southampton have equalised against Derby.
Huge.
In
that
the Championship.
Huge.
Are you bothered about the weather, just in general? Does it affect your mood?
Yeah, it does, actually. This time of year, I find great. You know, the lighter evenings, the sun coming out. February's
the worst.
It's
still
a bit
cold and gloomy.
Yeah, it is.
And then I think, why am I bothered about this? Who cares? Your life's your life, you know? But then I think, well, it's April. We had that one sunny day the other week. That was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah. Although I can't help noticing that you've got a lovely little tan today. Lovely little tan.
Well, I went away. I had to go away to get that. As to you're properly tanned.
Yeah. Went to Alicante. Sounds a bit nicer than Benidorm, doesn't it?
Does it? But I don't know. I mean,
well, it's only just down the coast.
I really want to go to Benidorm. I've never been.
I love the Benidorm social media.
Man, Benidorm now.
My algorithm shows me a lot of Benidorm
Same.
Content.
I get tons. And I love Barbie Loving Brits in the Sun on Channel 5.
Yeah.
I really want to go to Benidorm in an unironic way. I think it looks fantastic.
Yes, I agree.
It's so much fun.
Every time I see Benidorm content, I comment on it going, people having a nice time. Let's leave your snarky comments at home.
I totally agree. I think there's a lot of cynicism around. You're like, people having fun in the warmth. What more do you want?
Yeah, in front of a 70-inch telly showing British sport.
Yeah.
Good.
England goals, Carling for a quid and chips.
Only Fools and Horses on the other telly.
Oh, come on, man. So what's Alicante like compared to Benidorm?
Slightly classier, I would say.
You snob. Come on, in what way? In what way?
I don't. It's got an airport.
Right. But what's the day-to-day
experience?
To be
fair, I never actually spend that much time in Alicante because I go slightly up the road. Orihuela.
Oh, so you said Alicante.
Yeah.
You were trying
you
to
fly
sound...
into Alicante and you go Orihuela.
Yeah, and what's that like then?
Halfway between Benidorm and Alicante.
Okay.
Culturally and geographically.
And so it's quite posh, is that what you're
no,
trying
it's
to
not,
say?
No. Although
you're
it really is...
shop. You're trying to make out it's better and then you're rolling
tell
it
you
back.
What, though. You know, like, back, I feel like in the early noughties, you'd go on holiday somewhere and it would all be quite cheap.
Yes.
And that seemed to go away. But in places in Spain where I was last week, like, you can get a pint of lager for €2.
What?
You can get an English breakfast for like €3.
What?
It is genuinely cheap.
You can't source the pork for that price.
Exactly.
How are they knocking it out?
I have no idea. It is genuinely quite cheap.
How are you so slim?
This is also why I want to go Benidorm. I want to find out, you know, is it as cheap as I imagine it?
Let's
might
do
be.
It. Yeah. Let's do it. Me and you on the plane.
Research.
Exactly. It's work. It's graft.
Matt, and you.
Rock and roll football.
Big goal in the Premier League.
Brentford 2, Everton 1.
What was that Gortiago. Noise? What did that mean?
I'm just trying. Everything is within the context of what it means for West Ham for me. So I was just considering that for a second, but that's kind of pointless. It's
basically irrelevant.
It's basically irrelevant.
Wrong end of the table.
Tell you what, though, interesting in the Championship, Ipswich beat Norwich 2-0 earlier. They're now in the automatic promotion places because Middlesbrough are drawing 0-0 with Portsmouth, but Southampton have just taken the lead against Derby 2-1. They were 1-0 down.
The drama never ends. It does at about 4:45, and we'll keep you updated with those final scores next.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Well, in the dying seconds of today's 3 o'clock kickoffs, it's all gone mad. Scully, what's happening? Let's go to Scotland first.
Let's go to Scotland first. You won't believe this. Hearts were losing 1-0 to Motherwell. The gap between them and Celtic was nothing. And then Hearts have just pulled away. They're winning 3-1 now. It's still Celtic 1, St Mirren 0. But some last-minute drama at the G-Tech. Brentford 2, Everton 2. Everton just equalised. And Brighton have also scored late on to go 2-0 up away to Burnley.
Absolutely. And it keeps the title race in Scotland interesting. Hearts now top on 70. Celtic behind on 67. Rangers in third on 66, but they have a game in hand. If they win that, they go second. Absolutely phenomenal. It has not been a nightmare today. It's been a dream.
Oh,
broadcasting with you, Chris Skull. Taking all your messages. Thank you for getting in touch and telling us your darkest dreams. I'll be back next week with Matt Dyson. It's all right.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Wow. Is that? Do you think that will induce nightmares?
It could do. Could be. There's a lot of terrifying material there to sit in your subconscious, ready for you to close your eyes.
That's right, because it's all going in
by the demons.
Your brain is just sucking this all in, and we keep saying demons and paralysis, nightmares, teeth falling out, soiling the bed.
Yeah, you'll close your eyes tonight, and you'll just in the corner of your room and see the shadowy figure of Mikel Arteta. Punch in the faces. Today's like a punch in the face. Ah, I can't move.
Sleep well, everyone. See you next week.
Rock and Roll Football.
Podcast done.